12. They palavered in the yard. Bill would have been quite willing to go into the hut, for he had but rudimentary olfactory equipment. The Humes were better equipped and knew that the hut stank and had not even warmth to recommend it, for the furnace and the fire were both out. In any case, the palaver didn't take long. William, the maintenance robot, many other functions, had counted the being that sometimes called itself Joe Collins as his master, for there was no longer anyone else to lay claim to the job. Besides, Collins Dandolo had the necessary code words. I was not able to give him the code words when he asked, said stuttering Bill. But my programming did not prohibit bringing him certain manuals that had the information he needed.
Bureaucracy is so wonderful, Susanna said.
Bill said he had stayed away from Joe as often and as long as he could, although he had to come when Tower Road needed plowing. That was also in his programming, and once a month to bring provisions, canned goods mostly, from what he called the Federal. He also liked to see Patrick, who had once given Bill a wonderful picture of himself that he looked at often and of which he had made many copies. Yet every time he came, he confided, he was sure he would find Patrick gone, killed, and thrown casually into the woods, somewhere back toward what Bill called the bads, like an old piece of trash. But now here he was, alive and free, and Bill was delighted. For I do have rudimentary emotions, he said, sounding to Susanna like someone owning up to a bad habit. Do you need the code words from us in order to accept our orders? Roland asked. Yes, I, stuttering Bill said. Shit, Susanna muttered. They had had similar problems with Andy back in Caliburn Sturgis. However, said stuttering Bill, if you were to couch your orders as suggestions, I'm sure I'd be He raised his arm and smacked his head again. The whip sound came once more, not from his mouth, but from the region of his chest, Susanna thought. Happy to oblige, he finished.